Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox and we're back to normal this week, although without the sandwich. Don't worry, there'll be an excellent choice of music and a wide variety of artists to go with you this week. But all of the music in this week's show is written about areas in London, and the inspiration behind this I'll tell you a little bit later on. Coincidentally, all of the music written for tonight's show was either written in the 1930s or the 1940s, and they're very evocative pieces of their time, and certainly very conjure up bits of London as they would have done in the interwar periods, except for one, of course, which was written during the war. Anyway, let's dismay with my rambling on and start this week's show with a lively march written by John Belton. Of course, it's the famous Down the Mall, and here to play it is, of course, Phil Kelsall at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. Down the Mall, or is it Down the Mall? I mean, that could be an entirely new debate. I know one good friend of mine who happens to be an Australian organist once got roasted for saying Down the Mall, because apparently the mall is where you do your shopping and the Mall is that famous street up the road from me. Anyway, whatever your opinion, I hope that you enjoyed there Phil Kelsall at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool in 1995. It's scary to think that that album is as old as me. Well, from the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool to the sounds of the Capri Theatre in Adelaide, and to the excellent musicianship of Chris McPhee. This track was the oddity I mentioned, insofar as that it was written in the 1940s during the Second World War and certainly became a fantastic hit for people such as Vera Lynn. It's really a beautiful ballad and really quite an emotive one, and Chris really demonstrates that as he plays A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, Chris McPhee at the Capri Theatre in Adelaide on the beautiful four manual 24 rank Wurlitzer. Well, from Adelaide in Australia to Pudsey in Yorkshire and to the three manual 8 rank Wurlitzer, which since the 1960s has been lovingly looked after by the Cinema Organ Society's Northern District. The Northern Organ sadly moved homes quite a frequent amount of times in the 80s and 90s, but thankfully was recorded in a number of its homes, including the Trinity Arts Centre, where a Trinity farewell was said by Simon Gledhill, again in 1995, as he plays what was written by Nell Chase as a piano novelty, but Simon really throws a jazz spin on it. So I hope you enjoy his rendition of Midnight in Mayfair. The Trinity Arts Centre in Pudsey and its free C8 Wurlitzer with Simon Gledhill at the keys playing Midnight in Mayfair. Well, I suppose it's about time I told you the inspiration for this week's show, as it leads us on to the last three tracks. A couple of weeks ago, I saw and heard Richard Hills play a fantastic concert at the Royal Festival Hall. It was one of those concerts that left me thinking, perhaps I should remove my fingers from the end of my hands now and just get it over with. However, in Richard's programme, he chose to play the London Suite in its entirety, as written by Eric Coates in 1933. And so I thought it would be a novel idea, really, to play the whole suite for you on tonight's show. Not only because the first two movements don't get heard that often, but the whole thing in its entirety is really wonderful. In fact, it was a little bit difficult for me to find some of the movements that are less known in this suite, because the middle movement, movement number 2, has only ever been recorded, to my knowledge, by one person. Of course, people can correct me if I'm wrong. But anyway, let me announce them one by one. We start off with David Shepherd at the Free C8 Compton in Taverham Hall in Norfolk, as he starts the ball rolling with Covent Garden. And then we move on to really my favourite section of the whole suite, the meditation called Westminster. And this is the only recording that I have of this, played by Chris Elliott on the Plummer Auditorium in Fullerton, California on the 436 Wurlitzer. And then to end this trio suite is the most famous of all, also known as In Town Tonight, but originally called Knightsbridge, played by the man himself, Richard Hills, on the variety console of the dual-purpose Compton in Southampton Guildhall. So here we go, Covent Garden with David Shepherd, Westminster by Chris Elliott, and Knightsbridge by Richard Hills.
Thank you.
The Eric Coates London Suite, as played by David Shepherd, Chris Elliott and Richard Hills for you. And I really hope that you've enjoyed that, something a little bit different on tonight's show and exploring some of the music in London. It's certainly very evocative stuff, especially for somebody who is a Londoner. Well, isn't it worrying that Christmas will soon be here and soon we'll be singing carols and out and about Christmas shopping? The year has really flown by and I still can't thank all of you loyal listeners enough. Next week, I hand back over to my good friend and colleague Nigel Ogden, as he's very much in his archive, with a selection of music that's really going to surprise me as much as it surprises you. So I hope that you enjoy that. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time. Take care.